and asks you, hey, what are the chords? It's not something you can really answer. You have to sort of sit down and really, I need a recording. And then even then, what if they're not in a good key? Cause with guitar chords, you know, there's some that are easier and some that are a lot harder. And if they sing it in some weird key, I'm not going to be able to just say, oh, it's C, G, D, of course. But his inability to help me led me to, learn to play the guitar on my own. And the song was the first one I did because it seemed like such an important song. I mean, this is the victory song. Here we have the victory over the beast. You know, at the time I thought I was living in the end times or very close to them, and I wanted to be able to sing that song before that day. And like I said, many people have probably taken the words from here and made them into a song, and that's all fine. I mean, the song that is sung on that day, I have no doubt will come direct from God or whatever it happens to be in the spirit, delivered to all of them. But this passage also led me to record Deuteronomy 32, or to write the song from Deuteronomy 32, the Song of Moses. It was the second song I ever did, and the first real big song I ever attempted. And
you can still download those songs and all the other songs from my songs page on oraclesofgod.org.
I wanted to see it done. But I don't do what I do to entertain people. I don't do music to entertain, and so that they might feel good by my music. I do my music because I want it done this way, because it's the way I like to glorify God in song. It's not meant to please man, it's meant to please God. It's meant to exalt Him. And if man feels uncomfortable listening to it, I feel all the more like it did what it's supposed to do. Because the Word of God is a living word, and it is sharper than any two-edged sword. And so, when I write a song, if the word cuts in, I want to cut them with it. You know, that's why I try to do whole passages, because I want to communicate the word as it was written, as it was put down in God. You know, people say this is God's word, this is God's holy word, and we are all so in reverence of it. But, you know, when people go to make songs, they chop it up into little tiny pieces and just pick out the ones they really like. Just the stuff that they can sing that people go, yeah, I like that, that feels good. I like the sound of that. When people judge music, they usually judge a few things. How good the singer sounds, how much the music, how good that feels. I don't know exactly how else to put it. You know, are the arrangements pleasing to the ear? You know, their arrows are sharp. All their bows are bent. How do you make that sound appropriate? Some scriptures are not appropriate to put into like a nice sounding scenario. Now this one, yes. Great and marvelous are thy works, O Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. Thy works, O God, are great and marvelous. The greatest work that God does is that He reaches down in grace and plucks from this world certain individuals who become His sons. That is the greatest and most marvelous work of all, in my opinion. Yes, He made the earth, He made the heavens. But that He would make sons out of creatures. That He would make us in His image. Though at first we would not die, with the tree of the knowledge of good and evil in the garden virtually guarantees that man would sin and become corruptible. Because he was corruptible. The serpent lied to him. Man was corruptible. The first man, because it's flesh. Though he had not sinned, he was certainly capable of it. All God had to do was tell him not to do it. They were innocent, but God said, don't do this. And they did it. And therefore, corruption. Sin entered in, death by sin. Because it is only through death and resurrection that we can become the sons of God. It's a bizarre thing, but maybe to some people that sounds really off the wall. And even to my ears, I'm like, really? Am I really? But I can't really see it any other way. And I suppose that would be a bit controversial. But you have to look at that story and then think, I don't know how you can see it any other way except that God set that up, that it would happen that way. You know, I believe in predestination, and anyone else who does, it shouldn't be that hard for you to see that. That this was according to plan. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. God is just. God is true. You know, I was listening to an old teacher of mine recently, and he was saying, God is always fair. No, no, no. God is not fair. God is not fair. God is just. What people fail to recognize is the just thing to do would be to destroy us all. We are fallible creatures. We do not merit eternal life any more than a dog or some other beast does. We do not deserve to live forever. It would certainly be just to let us live and die. You know, like the scientists say, just let the sun burn out and man with it. That would be just. And that would be actually more than just. That would be actually quite generous. Because God even put us in this world that's very, it is very easy for life to flourish in this world that we've been given. And many of us, if not all, have good lives. Not all, certainly, but life itself is a good thing. You know, most of the dissatisfaction in the world comes from people looking at other people who have it better than they do. Some people have a downright miserable existence, but most people, while they may live in poverty, though they do not have lots of goods and stuff, they have life. And there's all kinds of ways you can live life to the fullest without having a lot of money or goods or that. As long as you have enough to eat and you can stay warm in the cold time and cool in the hot time, life is all right. It's good to be alive. It can be. God is gracious to mankind. He is just, though. You know, and that's what it says here. He's bringing forth plagues on the world. And this is justified because of what they will have done. God is justified in all his doings and what he brings on man. Because man does not... Because the deeds of men warrant punishment. They warrant justice.